Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Eric bringing us back. That's from the Wayback Machine, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Deborah Fine, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. And Deborah is fine, by the way. And she and I are talking about community building and that sort of thing. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. It's free. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week, and we want to know what you think. So check it all out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Deborah has deposited with us over the last almost 6 years. Deborah,
yeah,
did you realize that next month will be 6 years of being a member of our Brain Trust?
Well, and it means a lot to me, actually, because there's not a lot of, it's a part of my community, you know, and I'm just like your listeners. We talked before we went on air today that when I'm in Colorado, I travel a lot, but when I'm in Colorado, I listen to your show. Mostly I listen to it, there's two big reasons. One is I always learn, like, even on your webpage and all the articles, like right now, the articles are awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Just listening to you, I just love to do it. And now you're going to get me an app.
Yeah, so we've got
I'm
apps.
On the road, it won't be a hassle, because I have to say, you know, I'm a lazy, you know what. And so now if I have an app, it'll be a lot easier.
We're gonna
hit it on my iPad and get you know listen while
we have that. We're gonna roll the apps out this next year.
You're ahead of all of us.
You
Jim.
Scooped me. I haven't even told the audience about that. Now you're making
I'm
me talk.
Sorry.
we've been working hard. I've been telling them we had things coming, so we have got some things coming. Hey, let's talk some more about communities. Tell us some more about what you're doing. Why you think building networks of communities is so important.
Well, for somebody, whether it be myself or as I described the solar panel guy, skylight mm-hmm. fella, because we're a global world now. I'm headed to Istanbul for Christmas.
Wow.
Okay? And with all my family. But I'll tell you one thing I'm doing while I'm there. I'm doing an interview in Istanbul on TV, and then I'm going to Barcelona for New Year's. And
wow.
I'm going to do, right.
Somebody had a good 2010.
Yeah, well, this year I worked where I presented in
right.
Malaysia, Kuching, Malaysia.
Wow.
Okay, I did a program for human resource development, and I got that job sitting at my desk. Somebody helped me do that.
Right.
Okay, that's a part of a community where it's a colleague.
Right.
Now,
right.
But through what you're talking about, you know, this virtual community that we have out there, I thought, well, I'm going way over there. I'm United Airlines is going to take me to Bangkok first. If I wanted to, that's what they'll do. So I reached out to
right.
the Chamber of Commerce in Bangkok, the American Chamber of Commerce,
right.
and I got a
AmCham.
Job there.
Wow. Good
presenting.
For you.
And, of
Good
course, representing my books. So that is just an example. You know, that's one example. In April, I'm going to Amsterdam because I have a program there, okay? So I got
but this
hired
is
through
all,
a regular
this
store.
Is all because you built a network. Of communities.
Well, and it's all because of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Also, LinkedIn and Facebook. Because when I know I'm going to be somewhere, whether it be in Alabama or whether it be in Malaysia, then I reach out. Who do you know? It's just like what you said before. You
right. Who do you know
today.
Who?
It's my favorite question.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know? Who do you know, Jim? You know, who do you know that can help me find,
right.
you know, someone because I need
and
to
folks,
hire some.
Deborah's talking about Malaysia and Barcelona and Istanbul. This works inside of your neighborhood. This works inside
right.
of your town. This works in flyover America.
Right. Well, how do you get started? I mean,
yeah.
I was my expertise was in Denver, and then it was in Colorado, and then it became
right.
national. And now, you know, I have a little freedom because my kids are raised, and
yeah.
I want to see the world. But, no, it's who do you know, whether it's on. And the other thing is to be very cognizant of always helping people. That's what's so great about Facebook and LinkedIn and tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
When you see somebody's either looking for an expert or looking for somebody that you can refer, you always have to be aware of that, too. The more you help people, the more you're in their line of vision.
What can I do to help you?
Exactly. So whenever you can connect somebody, and you have more opportunities than ever, because if you're on Facebook and you're looking at what other people need, then you can help people all the time. And who hasn't connected people all the time? You know, I was just telling you I had a booking in Alabama, and
mm-hmm.
I about 3 weeks before my booking, I noticed on Facebook that a woman that I know who does what I do was going to be in Alabama, a different part, in Montgomery, Alabama.
How about that?
And she was doing a program. So I reached out to my client on Facebook. I said, you should go see this person. She's going to be in Montgomery tonight. You could use her next year.
Wow.
Because you can't use me 2 years in a row because enough is enough. And the woman drove from Troy, Alabama, and drove up there.
Wow.
I wouldn't know that except that I'm keeping up with Facebook
exactly.
on a daily, regular basis, no matter what. And I'm trying to help people all the time, and I can't say enough about that for all of you out there.
Right. But you've got to find out a way to get that kind of successful connections through all the clutter. And that's one of the things that a lot of people have a
right.
problem with on Facebook, especially, is the clutter. And,
I would love for someone to tell me, actually, how do you make a decision when to accept a friendship of
yeah.
a complete stranger?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that, Jim, while you get me off the phone?
I flip a coin.
You do?
I just flip a coin. Yeah, I just
that's
flip a coin.
Good.
Yeah, that's all I do. Hey,
you're friends with everybody, Jim. You're
well,
so great.
Yeah, well, it's
you are.
I'm still learning, but the fundamental thing, folks, everything Deborah has taught you today is about communities and networks of communities.
It's all about that. Face-to-face
and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Deborah, whether you use Facebook or two cans and a string. It's all the same. And what we're talking about is humanity meeting humanity, and that hasn't changed in thousands of years.
Well, absolutely. But don't view the world just from your desk. No matter how much we talk about
well
this,
said.
Get out there, get involved in civic projects or
Deborah
Commons
Fine. DeborahFine.com, the fine art of small talk. Hey, Deborah, thanks for being here. Good job
Thank
today.
You,
we'll see you
Happy
next time.
Holidays,
Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blessingham. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.